All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 66. As you guys know, the last chance qualifier will be starting tomorrow. It'll be start with women's freestyle and Greco. But we're here to mainly go over the freestyle stuff because, again, I'll be honest, all I really follow is Greco heavyweight. That's what it is, you know. I haven't looked too much at anything else, but at Greco, I think we've all pretty much narrowed it down to Colton Schultz or Adam Kuhn. You know, and freestyle, I think we've all narrowed down the game with Steven coming out the bottom half. But again, we want to talk more about these other guys that come out in any of these weight classes, right? So yeah, we're going to start at 57. You can start with this one if you want.
All right, let me just find the
thing. So first seed is Zane Richards from Titan Mercury. Second seed is Jack Mueller, a national finalist from New York RTC. Third seed is Darian Cruz from New York Athletic Club, Frank Pirelli from Titan Mercury, Daniel DeShazer from Gopher Wrestling Club, Sean Russell from Gopher Wrestling Club, Austin Miller from New England RTC, and Matthew Rams from Gopher RTC. So, lower guys, a lot of Minnesota guys right there. So, and obviously Titan Mercury, I think, in Southern Kids are like the two biggest clubs out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so nothing really surprising. So, who do you really see coming out of this bracket? Because a name that sticks out to me is, again, Darian Cruz, national champ.
I think Mueller. Yeah. I think Mueller could do some damage.
The top two will get a bid to the Olympic trials. So, I haven't seen much of Zane Richards. You think he's deserving of the one seed here?
Yeah, I don't know. When was the last time that he wrestled? Otherwise, I say that for all I know, he wrestled like on some.
I'm pretty sure Zach Sanders got a bid though to the trials. After pinning Gilman? I don't think, because I was reading this thing, they said we're going to count these past events and special events as a factor to our seeding, and I thought that was very interesting because this may just hurt Gwiz. This can't hurt Gwiz, I mean, because he already has the one seed locked up, but maybe hurt some other guys. Yep. You know, for seeding criteria that shouldn't really matter, like guys like Dom Bradley, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It would essentially give him, I think, a 6 seed, right?
Right.
So I think either way, he's going to meet Mason Paris there. I think Paris is a better matchup than Gable, especially for a guy like Don Bradley. You know, one bad shot from Paris, it's either Paris is going to complete those shots somehow and just run right through him, or Bradley's going to squash him on every single shot, and that's just going to come around to hurt him.
Yeah.
If I don't see anywhere that's not too close of a match, but again, currently, most likely we'll pull an 8 seed, 9 seed, what would that be, 10 seed? And that may be him facing Tony Nelson. He did lose to Tony Nelson like 2 years ago, 3-0. I don't think it means too much. I think he pretty much beats Tony again. Tony's getting old. He doesn't look the most impressive, but I think currently this guy is probably just going to snatch his ankles pretty quickly.
Yeah, probably.
And seeing how he's wrestling, seeing how Paris kind of just got right to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 65 kilos.
If we look at I kind of want to talk about this, but look at the two names. There's two people that make it out. Who do you see making out of 57?
I think seeds hold Mueller and Richards.
Richards, do you think Darian Cruz can make it? Or Frank?
Darian Cruz has just kind of looked. I mean, he's good. He just hasn't like looked quite at that caliber to meet like with all those other 57 kilo guys.
Yeah, I feel you. For being the national champ, the dude
shut him out pretty easily.
The dude's kind of been falling off for being as good as he is.
Yeah.
All right, 65.
I hate to say it about any wrestler, but Cruz has kind of fallen off.
Yeah. 65, one of the most stacked weight classes, last chance qualifier. Pat Loco hasn't qualified. I don't even know if the U.S. is qualified 65 kgs because I remember reading that somewhere. But anyways, you know, I don't even know. I'm pretty sure we are if they're having this. But that being said, Pat Lugo is the one seed, Hawkeye Wrestling Club. You know, for being as good as I was, their wrestling club's kind of ass.
I mean, Pat Lugo's been on fire lately.
He has, right? And then you have Evan Henderson from Titan Mercury. Was that Titan Mercury? Mm-hmm. Mitch McKee, Gopher RTC, Luke Pletcher, Pittsburgh Wrestling Club, Matthew Kalaji, New Jersey RTC, Dean Heil, Navy Navy Marine Corps Mac Club, Sean Faust, Central Coast RTC, Shelton Mac, Titan Mercury. If you look here, you know, I think we can both agree that Lugo kind of walks through this.
Yeah, I think Henderson may give him a match, but that'd be about it.
I don't even
Which is crazy to think about, considering Luke Pletcher was a lot of people's choices to win it all last year. Wait, 140.
That's 141. Lugo's 149.
Lugo's 149.
Pletcher's 141 with Nicolay. You know, right. I think we talk about this here. I think we agree Lugo takes the first spot. Evan Henderson versus Mitch McKee. McKee had him on it, had Henderson basically dead to rights, and Henderson caught a cradle off of McKee's cradle and pinned him.
Yeah.
So, again, I think these are the times where experience is going to most likely win matches. That's really what I've seen.
Yeah.
And his length has looked to give McKee some problems, too.
Yes.
Same thing how he handled, I think, Anthony Etchemendia was like, Etchemendia in freestyle is a threat.
Yeah.
Nick Lee is qualified, though. That's something we have to look at.
Yeah.
I think that's something I really want to talk about, because where does Nick Lee stand? You know, obviously, Zane probably
fitting 65 kilos?
Where, I don't think he goes 65. I mean, he has a spot at the trials. That's all I'm really trying to say.
I don't think he cracks that top three.
That top three is pretty damn good, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah, McKenna,
I will say, Zane, though, Lugo and Henderson. Yeah, 65, get the bids. I think if McKee or Pletcher Russell good, Pletcher's been looking good. He kind of handled Dean Heil, too. Dean Heil's an NCAA champ, too, for sure.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't close, so.
Yeah.
And the second most stacked weight class.
Holy shit, 74 kilograms. Goddamn.
I know people were talking about how this – okay, Ryan Deacon, number one. Alec Pantaleo, number two. Chance Marstall, number three. Tyler Berger, number four. Vincenzo Joseph, number five. Joey LaValle, number six. Josh Shields, number seven. And Julian Ramirez, number eight. That's pretty fucking stacked. All of these guys are multiple-time All-Americans.
Yes.
Except for Julian Ramirez or Joey LaValle. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. So my first thought is This feels like another case where maybe the seeds hold and it's Deacon and Pantaleo in the finals and then they get the bid. They are wrestling for a true second.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, what I will say is the fact that Vincenzo Joseph's at a five seed says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Julian Ramirez I think he's kind of – he's not going anywhere just for the sole fact that he's yet to wrestle a match in college yet.
Does Nof not plan on wrestling Olympic team trials?
Nof's already into trials.
Hmm?
Nof's already into trials.
What qualified him?
Huh? A lot of things, dude. He's been qualified for a minute now.
Oh, because they keep past the Jeep. I keep forgetting that.
Oh, he wouldn't even have to wrestle in this. He's like, yeah, no, Nof's. Yeah, no, it's not even close. I thought Final X qualified you, but apparently I was wrong with that, but. Yo, people are talking about how does Deacon have the scene over Pantaleo. One beat James Green and one didn't. That's essentially what that comes down to, you know? And, you know, who is my choice here? As much as I dislike Michigan, I'm sorry, Logan Massa, fuck you. But as we go about this, Alec Pantaleo is my number one pick, right? I think we can agree on this, the way he's been wrestling. And again, Deacon's not.
I like Berger and Joseph. I feel like, again, because Joseph, again, with that inside trip, he can, you know, there's always that weird X factor that can happen. But
yeah, but again, he would have to hit that multiple guys here that are just maybe just outclass him. I don't think Berger outclasses him or Marstall. Or I think Pantaleo and Deacon may outclass him a little bit.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say. The fact that neither of those guys have won a national title. Pretty sure. Pretty sure Chenzo's the only guy who's won a title in this weight class.
Well, I mean, Pantaleo was also in the same weight class as Zane Rutherford, so I mean, he can't.
And Jason Nolf.
Yeah.
I would give him the edge over Nolf now if he wrestles the way he did.
Hmm.
I mean, that's obviously close. I also think I don't think Nolf has fallen off. I think he just hasn't performed to his potential on the freestyle scene yet.
He's just developing.
That's the problem. Again, he has to grow into 74 also.
Yeah.
That's just
growing to 74. Oh, my first thought was Mars Stellar, and I was like, that dude is built like a tree stump. Dude. What did he grow into 74?
Starachi at 74, right? Yeah. No, Starachi's not going to E6. Starachi's going 74.
He seems pretty goddamn big for 74.
I mean, he wrestled Marsteller. I mean, I think he's going 74. That's what I was saying now. I think Starachi beats everybody on this list. That's what I will say.
Yeah. But
again, beating everyone on this list doesn't really matter when you have Jordan Burroughs and Kyle Dake and Isaiah Martinez. Low-key, I'm starting to like AJ Ferrari more because on that post, remember, I commented 7-1. AJ Ferrari's like, don't sleep on my boy Isaiah Martinez. So
I like Imar him now. Is,
dude, he's like.
Is Imar going to wrestle? He's got a kid on the way and he's recovering from surgery.
Hopefully he does. He's recovering from surgery?
I hope he does.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything too bad though, right? I mean.
I think it was something bad. I think it was his knee.
That's pretty bad. But I think, again, Berger is not really going to get anywhere in this weight class. Neither is Mars Stellar. Yeah. I think it's pretty handily Deacon and Mattelio, unless Deacon throws hard.
Yeah.
I could see Deacon losing. I'll be honest with that one.
Yeah.
Because, again, Berger has beat him in the past.
Yes.
That being said, I think Mattelio is a sound choice. Who do you have as your top two? I've Deacon and Mattelio.
Deacon Pentaleo. This sucks because the seating holds. It's good seating.
The next one it may not hold. 86 kilograms. The most stacked weight class. Essentially five national titles in this weight class.
I think Mark Hall finally finds his groove and wins this. I mean, he's been struggling with the weight class just because of size, but people forget how good he is.
I know we're trying to get him on the podcast and all, but again, I'm a huge Gabe Dean fan. I just can't rock. I take Dean. I love Gabe. I love all three of these guys. I really can. Like, and I've been pulling for Drew Foster as much as possible. But I think the safe thing to say is, dude, you saw how Nate Jackson wrestled against Kyle Snyder and Jaden Cox. Like, he can't be Gabe
Jackson winning. If that's what I got.
I have Gabe Dean winning. The thing here is they wrestle for a true second. Mark Hall is – Nate Jackson's figured it out against Mark Hall. I don't know how. He went upper body
ridiculous
with Mark Hall. That's not
a frame advantage. Like a ridiculous advantage frame.
And that's over everybody at A6 essentially, except for David Taylor and Zaid Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gabe Dean – I think that win over Bo Nickel kind of gave him what he needed.
Yeah.
To get to that level.
Yeah.
I will give Gabe Dean this. Think of Nate Jackson and Mark Hall meet there. I think it's kind of the same result. If Mark Hall plays the match good, he can win. Plays it smarter than he did last time. He'll win, not give up a last second upper body takedown. There, you know, Drew Foster is again a huge dark horse.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the whole ass national champ. Max Dean at number 7, bro. Max Dean beat Nate Jackson. CJ Brucky, you know, always got pulled for him. And Taylor Lujan, essentially, you know, would we call him a national champ or would we call him a COVID national champ?
COVID champ.
Yeah, personally, just because he's the one seed, I'll give him that. But again, I would pick Brooks. Yeah. That's just me. Or Caffey. I will say. Yeah, Gabe Dean, Nate Jackson, I think might just be the way to go. I think Hall can do it, though. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. I just have Gabe Dean number 1 in this weight class.
Mm.
What about you?
Yeah, like I said, Jackson, Hall in the finals. It's always so tough to call these matches just because, I like both of them a lot. Like, I want them both to win, but you can't have that, so.
Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, as we do get into dude, my shirt's like I should have picked a different shirt to wear. This one's like wrinkly as fuck. But anyways, 97. There's a huge name right here who hasn't qualified in freestyle or Greco. Braxton Amos.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of huge right there because he's getting not a huge guy who's going to come out with dominance, but I do have Amos versus Ferrari national finals next year. I think it means going to kind of get left in the dust there just by these newer really good guys. I think Beer's going to make substantial improvement. I think Buchanan just came on the scene this year. He's going to come up. I think Adam's going to just probably get on the podium. Get on the podium next year. I think Amin will stay with an All-American spot, but I think 184 would have been a better place for him.
Yeah.
I don't know why he went from 74 to 97. That just seems kind of – unless he's focusing more on the Olympics than this, which, again, that's probably more important, getting Olympian, being an Olympian over being a national champion. But, yeah, you never know. But Ben Honus is the one seed. I think he wrestles for Titan Mercury, Austin Schaefer, New York Death Athletic Club, Scotty Boykin, Spartan RTC, Braxton Amos, Wisconsin RTC, Morgan Smith, Ohio RTC, Gavin Hoffman, Titan Mercury. I think two names you can cross off right now, Morgan Smith and Gavin Hoffman, no respect, but
yeah.
You know, I think I will say this. I think Honus can hold his seat and take out the one. It's hard for me to pick against Braxton Amos. This is like, I've never seen a high school upper weight be this technically sound before.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of high school. And he's maintained it. Like, he's doing very well. I think, again, he's not going to make the finals because he's going to have Honus. But he does beat out Schaefer for the true second and wins that. And secures a spot in the draws. Again, doesn't really matter. For sole fact, like, you have AJ Ferrari there, Kyvan Gadson, Colin Moore, you could basically just call a national champ. And then you got six more national titles waiting in the finals and the semis for you with Jaden Cox and Kyle Snyder. You know, I will say I do think Cox is the more beatable guy there. That's just my opinion on it. I think if you take down Cox, he's vulnerable. And we've seen it before, so Snyder's more mentally smarter of a wrestler than Cox is, and that's just proven throughout their previous matchups. He's been able to wrestle better, and Snyder knows how to preserve a lead very well.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
Except for Adam Kuhn tossing his little ass with a body lock, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he's never going to be able to – like – that's why I don't like, you know, like Kuhn versus Snyder, it was a rivalry, but like, I don't think, like, they're probably like best friends now. Like, both of them are making Olympic teams.
I probably.
Like that's crazy for me to think about. Like, I don't think there was any true hatred there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think it was more just competitive friendship. Yeah. It's kind of just what Snyder had to do. Because, again, Olympics over college, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way that match is decided, it's like, you know, it's a national title at the end of the day, but nothing eventful. It was just a bad shot and a throw by Snyder, and then it was over. But, yeah, 125. So.
It's not very notable, if I'm going to be real honest.
As usual, this is a fuck-up of a weight class. Derek White, Titan Mercury. National finalists lost to Anthony Cassar in the national finals. Tanner Hall, All-American Arizona State. Stalling legend. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. But Jordan Wood, number 3. Lehigh Valley Wrestling Club. I think Jordan Wood lost to Greg Kerfoot. Is that something we can truly hold against him? Not really. No. I don't think he deserved a seating over Kirk Fleet, but he deserved a seating over – yeah, you know, that's really what that is. He got thrown by the dude from Air Force, Mike Hendrickson, and Sonny Henderson, and he couldn't come back. He lost by a point. It's not like he was the worst guy. He just put himself in a bad position, got thrown, and couldn't recover. That's what that came down to. Mike Kosoy from the damn RTC. I don't even know who that is. I'll be honest with you right now. Danny Jade, the boy from California RTC. The Mountain of a Man, Saran Francisco, Titan Mercury. Mauro Correnti from the Penn RTC. And, you know, our boy Zach Elam from the Tiger Style Wrestling Club, Mizzou, basically. Obviously, I think Derek White's probably going to take it. That's, again, a guy who lost 6-4 to Adam Kuhn, went to Criteria with Don Bradley. You know, lost to Yusuf Hamida pretty handily. That's very interesting to me. Hamida at the Olympic Trials. That's something who may just be the hugest dark horse.
Yeah.
Because he's been practicing with Adam Kuhn. He's like the perfect blend of a heavyweight. He just doesn't have the athleticism to push him there. I will say, I think Derek White wins it. I think Tanner Hall, Saran Francisco, or Danny Chade can take the second spot. And I'll be quite frank with you. I'm not going to do technique breakdown on this shit, but Saran Francisco is built like a fucking brick wall.
Yeah.
So I would give him a second. And Derek White is literally called bulk job. So, yeah. So who do you have in this weight class?
It's interesting. I think I hate to say it for like a third time. I just think that the seats hold and we end up with Derek White over Tanner Hall.
I think, again, anybody who can take down Tanner Hall is going to take him down at will. It's just whether he can get in his legs or not. He's just a very deal. Like, I hate – he's a fucking stalls. Like, I know we talk about heavyweight wrestling. Like, that's literally what he does. Like, there's literally no way to go back. Like, again, you have a guy like Bradley who just, like, hand fights. Doesn't really do much, but he fires off attacks.
Yeah.
And they're fucking fun to watch when he blasts up the shit out of somebody.
Yes.
He's done it to the best guys. He's done it to Nick Wazdowski, Gable Steveson, Tony Nelson, Tarveld Lochnev, Steve Mako. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like he's done it. Zach Elam, Mauro Correnti, maybe some extremely dark horses. Correnti almost beat Nevels. He was up 2-0, got taken down and laced and teched with about 10 seconds left. Very weird match. I don't know how to feel about that, but no, these are going to be our picks for the last chance qualifier. I know Greco is starting tomorrow. I'll be looking at that. I haven't really went over the brackets too much there, but I think it's safe to say at this point with Schultz looking at his performance at NCAAs, that's crazy now. You can start judging like national senior level success off of what college wrestling does at this weight class now.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look, there's four guys who are qualified. Schultz and Greco, and then Gable Steveson, Mason Paris, Greg Kerfliet. I want to see that Kerfliet rematch where at least Kirk is decently healthy against Paris. Because, you know, if you watch that match, like, it was, like, essentially, like, it looked one-sided, but people were like, and score-wise, yeah, he lost by 5 points. Yeah, that's what that is. But if you watched it, you saw Gable actually showing some respect for his athleticism.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's just because he's a friend. Like, no. Like, if you watch the match, Gable took one sloppy shot and Kirk got in a re-attack and took him down.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just going to hand you a takedown. Especially a guy who's trying to protect a perfect, like, not getting taken down the entire season.
Yeah.
You know, even with that being said, like, again, I think Mason Paris may just be the breakout win for him, but
possibly.
Because, again, we talk about it. It's like people are like, oh, you're too high on him, whatever. It was never a case of, like, if you look back to a guy like David Garr, it was never a case of whether he would get to the top or not. It was a case of when, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at RBY, he was like, would he ever get to the top? And he did. You know, it just really goes like that. It's like Dayton Fix. We always knew he was going to be like one of these top-level competitors from the start.
Yeah.
Especially too. Carefully is getting the guys building them to weight class. And you really see that a lot of times. You get Tony Nelson, seventh as a freshman, this, that. I think this year does go to Gable, but I really want to do a separate episode on that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be an interesting topic for discussion when Gable does have to wrestle. I don't think Gable gets the bye to the semis either because he's not a world medalist also. He's going to have to wrestle through the whole tournament. And that's where problems arise. But, yeah, that being said, any final words?
No, really. I mean, it's going to be kind of wrestling, but I'm just excited for the fucking team trials, man.
So this is kind of a weird episode today. We kind of filmed this last minute, but I just want to get something out for you guys. That being said, thank you guys for listening to the Latest Shots Podcast. It's been episode 66. Covered a lot of stuff in the last chance qualifier. We're going to be covering Adam Kuhn versus Colton Schultz, Gable Stevenson versus Nick Gwizdowski, versus who I think will be Gable Stevenson, and Adam Kuhn versus who I think will be Colton Schultz. Not going to just say all that bullshit because we've seen it happen multiple times where even the best of locks just go down.
Yeah.
You know? He hasn't been one of them, but again, with this isn't nationals. These guys are better than that, even though half of them wrestled nationals. But, you know, these are guys who've all had success in the college level. So, with that being said, I'll see you guys again next time.
Peace.